Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. I hope you guys had a great weekend and you're having a nice day. I sat down to prep for the show, and look who insisted on joining me. It's not very often that Bruno wants held at all, but especially unless you are sitting in your recliner with a blanket, then you're fair game. But for me to him to join me at my desk is kind of rare. So anyway, he's here to join us, and I guess he'll stay as long as he wants. Probably when we have to start writing cards, he's going to have to get down, but I'm digging the side eye. Crazy thing. He's cold because we are cold. I know some of you guys will be stunned to hear this because you're hot as hell, but it's very cold here. And it froze last night, and it's going to freeze again tonight. And finally yesterday, by about midday, it was like 60 degrees in this house and falling. And I finally went, I can't take it. I'm cold. The dogs are cold. And I turned on the heat. So our furnace is running in mid-June. It's 2 days before the summer solstice, for God's sake. Yeah. So that's what's up here. Yeah. I walked out to feed the crows this morning, and there were patches of stuff in the grass that I don't know if we did get a tiny bit of snow in the night or if it was really just frost, but it's that cold. In fact, up in the mountains where we're supposed to be camping for our family reunion this weekend, it snowed quite a bit. So I don't know what's going to happen. Pretty crazy. So, and a lot of like the higher elevations. We talked a little bit last week about the big landslide on the Jackson Pass that happened over last weekend. They're desperately trying to get that repaired and get cars back on the road because of the, you know, the tourism injury this is, well, to tourists, but especially to the businesses, local businesses. Anyway, they got a fair amount of snow last night. So I don't know. Laurie said she wore flannel PJs to bed in San Diego last night. Yeah. Yeah. 63 in San Francisco, Jane said, but some smoke from fires up north. Oh my goodness. Did you guys see the fire? I think it was in New Mexico last night that like just evacuated an entire community in one fell swoop. And like, it's really bad. I meant to follow up on that this morning, but I haven't had a chance. Yeah. Sid said, I love holding small dogs. Patchouli was my smallest at 12 pounds. My target range for a future pup is 10 to 35. You know, I like my bigger dogs, but man, the teenies are fun to cuddle with and always want held and always want to snuggle up. And like Bruno, like I said, as long as you're sitting in your recliner, he's all over you. But typically, other than that, he's not that interested in being held. So it's a rare event for somebody, for him to just seek me out and ask to be held like this. So we'll take it. Anyway, hey, Marina. But I do love my teenies. But, you know, Luca and Bruno, you know, they're brothers, and they ended up being widely different size, yeah, by about 10 pounds. And Luca's really fun to hold, too. He is really sweet. He wants to lay, like, in bed. He cuddles right up next to my head and against my back. When I sit in my recliner, he wants to lay right on my chest with his head snuggled up in my neck. He's a sweet little cuddler, too. But, yes. But then there's Nellie, our Basset Hound, who's close to 40 pounds. And she also wants to be a lap dog and is certain that she is. And we treat her like that. So, but we had Great Danes that thought they were lap dogs too. And frankly, pigs who also think they are lap dogs. But at any rate, I got a new mug and I'm so excited to show you. Remember how I said my cauldron mug broke and I needed to find a new one? Well, lo and behold, check this cool mug out. Let's see if I can show you the handle. Isn't that neat? We were at Pride on Saturday. We were at Rexburg Pride. And there was a booth of a creator who had all of these amazing ceramic mugs that he had done. Some of them were really tall. I almost bought one of the tall ones. They were really freaking cool. But he had cauldrons. And I went, well, I have been missing my cauldron mug. This is not as big as my old one, but that's probably fine. So I'm super, super excited about it. So that was my birthday present to myself. You want to see it one more time for fun? Yeah, the glaze work is really cool. I'm pissing Bruno off here. Yeah, isn't that neat? I know. I mean, I know this is the craziest thing I've ever said, maybe, but I would love to learn how to do this. I actually have the kiln for it. I have an extra kiln. I know. Shut up. What are you talking about? Let someone else do something that you don't have to do. True. Right. Correct. But cool though, right? Anyhow. So that was because we were at Rexburg Pride. So I don't know if you guys remember me telling you about Rexburg Pride last year, but last year was amidst all of that drag queen panic that was going on. And there was a pretty good sized group of protesters at Rexburg Pride last year. There was an old man that walked around the event for hours with an AR. He was terrifying, in tactical gear. And then there was, of course, just a lot of other protesters that at one point the police had to intervene with riot shields to push them back because they were mobbing a drag queen, a beautiful human named Miss J that I went to high school with and adore. There was a lot of complete nonsense at Pride last year. So we didn't know what we were going to get this year. But the guy who initiated most of the drag queen stuff last year actually moved to Boise because he took a job as the head of an alt-right conspiracy group here in Idaho called the Idaho Freedom Foundation that is constantly meddling in our politics and trying to bring an alt-right, an even more alt-right set of policies to the state. So at any rate, he's not here anymore. And I guess people just aren't as organized without him. There was a man in a MAGA hat wandering around, kind of just bitching at people. And there was another guy that was, they walk around with these really suspicious looks and they start taking pictures of people. And Christy walked right up to him and took a picture of his face and said, "What you doing?" And he left. Anyway. So I was like, well, that's pretty amazing. Nothing big this year. Good. Great. The Pride itself was really fun. They had a great turnout. They had a ton of vendors and they had a drum circle, which was super fun. It was great. But when we got there, I had noticed that that park has a pavilion that has a stage. And that's usually where the event is held because they do a lot on the stage. And they weren't on the stage. They were in the other side, a corner of the park with a temporary stage. So I was like, that's kind of weird, but whatever, you know, we had a great event, who cared? But as we were leaving, we discovered why. There was a couple sitting on the stage and they had a huge red banner that they'd tied across the front of the stage that said Prideful No More. And they were sitting on the stage, you know, to make sure no one was over there using it, looking super smug and proud of themselves. Like, these people spent money to book the stage. The city allowed this shit also so that they could sit there with that sign. Is cruelty just the point? You know, the thing is, it did nothing because people had a ball. I did take their pictures, though, and I did put their pictures on the internet. Well, Mars took their pictures, to be fair. And Mars walked up to them and said, "Smile, bigots." And took their picture. We didn't really take the high road. There was some flipping offs and fuck yous also. I know we didn't take the high road. I just don't care anymore. Maybe I do usually, but I'm done with this stuff. Anyway, Pride did an amazing job of just not worrying about it, of keeping the fun on their side. And I hope it burned them up. I hope they sat on that stage for hours with their little snacks and each other, bored as hell, listening to all the fun over there. The laughter, the performances, the music, the drumming, all of it. I hope it burned a hole in them. Because you didn't stop Pride from coming. You didn't stop the fun. You didn't stop the healing, the growth, the community. Nothing. You just showed your asses. So I guess if that's how it is, that's how it is. I'll probably take that over the AR guy, to be honest, because that was really kind of scary. Or the watching police actually pull out riot shields and push a crowd back away from a drag queen, an innocent human who happens to be one of the nicest people on the planet of Earth, while his mother stood next to me in absolute terror, wondering if we should intervene or not, and just witnessing all of this. Maybe it's better, but still, why? I'm convinced at this point that cruelty is the point. I am. And in the true crime world, I cover a lot of sexual assaults. In fact, I read about a lot more sexual assaults than I actually cover because, frankly, if I did a whole channel of nothing but sexual assault, well, people would quit watching because it would get boring because it is the same damn story every time. And the story is evangelicals, Christians, Mormons, Catholics, their priesthoods, their leaders sexually assaulting children. I'm not saying that all of them do it, but plenty of them do it. And people trustingly send their kids to church. They send them, well, they used to scouts. They send them to Sunday school and they think they're safe because they're with church people, but they're just simply not. And you want to know what those people have in common with drag queens? Not a goddamn thing. It's not the drag queens. It's also not the transgenders while we're on the issue. Transgender people are also not the ones, by and large, that are committing these crimes. I'm over it. I can't be nice about it, and I'm not going to shut up about it because I'm over it. Jane said, I would have been so hard-pressed to ask what happened to have them do that. Yeah, I know. I had considered just going and having a conversation with them, but I decided that I didn't have the capacity to actually have a polite conversation, so I decided not to. Was it religious reasons? Oh, yeah, I would definitively say so. There was also a man sitting at a table just outside the boundaries of the area Pride was using with a big sign on it that said, come learn the good news of God. So I don't know if they were together or if I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. And big props to the Pride people for always taking the high road and always encouraging everybody to, you know, just ignore it and have fun anyway. I'm almost 47 and I'm done being nice, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. But again, Pride happened and it was beautiful and it was great and we had a wonderful time. And my time wasn't sullied at all by those people. I'm just astonished at this point that this kind of stuff is still going on. I'm astonished that people are still falling for this shit, truly. But what can you do? Bruno, please. I think he'd be drinking that coffee right now if I'd let him. Maybe he needs it. He's pretty tired. Anyway. Oh no, Laurie, that's going to be real bad. Laurie said, wait till you are, see how you are in 15 years. You will have literally no filter. I kind of get my grandma's now, you know, to some degree. Yeah. Jane said, next year, make buttons that say, Jesus still loves you, even if you're hateful, and hand them out, right? You know, one of the things that they did at Pride that I thought was amazing and super smart, they had an American flag, and at the very beginning, we stood and had our hands on our hearts, and a gentleman, an absolutely beautiful boy, came up and sang the national anthem, and he was lovely. And I thought, and there were people kind of looking around like, really? And I went, no, this is brilliant. It's smart. It's what it should be. Here in the United States, some people have kind of taken over the flag, the national anthem, the idea of patriotism, and we have let them. And that's bullshit. And I loved it. I will say it's the gayest rendition of the national anthem I've ever heard. And I loved the hell out of it. But That flag belongs to everyone. And it belongs to Pride, too. It belongs to people who believe differently than you do. And I absolutely loved that they did that. And I think we need to see more of it. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to get off on a big political tirade, but these are things that I'm thinking about. Suzanne said, amazing the stuff that's done in God's name. I often say, oh yeah, that's just like Jesus would do. Ever heard of the Sermon on the Mount? Right. Right. Apparently not. I don't know. But, you know, it is what it is. Speaking, however, of my birthday, just a note that next week will be my birthday giveaway show. I had considered doing it today, and then I realized that I wasn't really ready, and so I'm going to wait. I had some stuff. I don't have my heart finished yet, so I decided to wait. But next week will be the day after my birthday, so that'll be my birthday giveaway show. So be sure that you are here for that, because, yeah, I'm going to have some cool glass. I've got some beautiful pendants, and I wanted to have my hearts done, so I waited. But today we're going to do some summer solstice fun, and, of course, we have Luminous and all kinds of good stuff. So that's what I'm thinking about. We are going to do, I taught you guys how to use this spread last year, but we're going to do it again this year. This is a summer solstice spread that we're going to do later on in the show. So if you want to play along, be sure that you grab a deck of cards before then, if you can, so that you can learn along with the group on how to do this spread and do a reading for yourself. And I'll do a few readings from the chat room with these cards specifically for the summer solstice reading as well. So there you have it. That's what's up. So I think, okay, I want to say hi to Maya and Maureen. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a look at Luminous. It came out about 9 o'clock this morning. Somebody was out of bed real early this morning for some reason. I want to sleep till 8. Damn it. I want to sleep until 8. I can. There's no reason why I can't. And man, this summer I have just, between dogs getting up too early or me getting up too early, we've been up too early too many times. No wonder Bruno's tired. Some jerk grabbing him out of bed first thing in the morning. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a look at Luminous. We're carrying on with our winged things. And of course, I was focusing on winged things this month, thinking about how often people tell me about having their past loved ones come forward in animals, particularly things that fly. So we have covered several different winged things at this point. Of course, today we're on the butterfly. So I thought this was a fun topic. And I know this might be more of a moth, but I wanted one of those really big ones with the super cool wings and stuff. Scott and I were in a crystal store yesterday that has kind of oddities and curiosities and stuff. And they had tons of framed, pinned butterflies. And I think they're amazing. And I kind of want some in my office, but I'm just not sure. I would have to know that those were harvested posthumously post-mortem. How do you know? Is there a way to know? I have no idea. I looked at these. I looked at the frames and the packaging, and they didn't say. But I'm horrified by the thought that these butterflies would be gathered alive and pinned like that. So I don't know. So I don't have any, because I'm not sure what the answer is. And until I know, or if I could find out, I don't want them. You know what I mean? Anyway, they had a whole bunch of mini decks of cards, and they had just about every deck of Angela Hartfield's. Just a random store. It really grabbed our hearts. We stood and looked at them for a long time and thought about Angie. Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope you guys had a good Father's Day for all that celebrate. And for those who have lost your dad, my heart's with you. I felt the same way on Father's Day. Ugh. I did call the magazine the Enchanting Solstice Edition because obviously summer solstice is in 2 short days. The longest day of the year is nearly upon us. Okay. Well, we're talking about butterflies. Butterflies are probably the biggest, I'll say spirit animal, but I want to use that with a bit of a grain of salt. But butterflies are one of the animals or insects in the animal kingdom that people cleave to the most when it comes to change, transformation, winged things. How many people do you know that have a butterfly tattoo? Well, I mean, you can put me down. I do. I have a huge butterfly on my left shoulder. But butterflies, people have been incredibly drawn to butterflies for time immemorial. I mean, I get it. They're gorgeous. They are unique. They're really special. They go into such an incredible transformation, a lot like dragonflies do, like we talked about last week. But butterflies particularly have just grabbed people for time immemorial in a spiritual place. I think it's interesting. So a show of hands in the chat if you have a butterfly tattoo. Now I want to know. Okay. Obviously a transformation of rebirth and growth, or transformation and growth. The life cycle of butterflies is really magnificent, from egg to caterpillar to a chrysalis to a fully formed butterfly. And as we know, when a caterpillar goes into its chrysalis, it doesn't just sprout wings in there. It literally dissolves into goo, reforms into a whole new animal, and climbs out of there. It's absolutely amazing. And I've talked about this lots of times, but you know, sometimes we're all goo. Sometimes you're just in the transformation phase. Sometimes you climbed into your chrysalis on purpose. Sometimes the universe chucked you in there. But for whatever reason, it's been all of us, and it will be again probably here and there. But I think the thing that you have to remember if you're likening what you're going through to the butterfly is that she comes out stronger. Incredible, beautiful, powerful, capable, and so will you. Butterflies is an emblem of hope and renewal. Butterflies often appear during times of significant change. Yes, of course. I've seen a lot of people get a butterfly tattoo or hang a butterfly picture or, you know, procure a butterfly image in some other way when they are going through a phase like that to help them remember. Messengers from the spirit world. In many cultures, butterflies are seen as messengers from the spirit world. They are believed to carry messages from deceased loved ones, offering comfort and reassurance that the spirit of those we have lost lives on. We've been talking about it. Seeing a butterfly, especially in a moment of need or contemplation, can feel like a loving sign from the other side, reminding us that we are never truly alone. Years and years and years ago, on Thanksgiving Day, I was hosting. When Christy and Rhonda walked in the front door, a butterfly, a cabbage moth actually, but I'm going to call them butterflies because why not, entered the house with them. Now, this is Idaho in November. There was snow on the ground. There was no rhyme or reason or even way for this cabbage moth to even be in existence, but there she was. So she flew right into the house and she flew right into my kitchen and landed on a plant. And she lived in my kitchen for 5 days. I didn't have anything in there that was flowering. I didn't feel like I had anything in there for her to eat. And so I had been every day mixing up a little bit of sugar water. And I dip my finger in it and I would scoop her up off the plant and she'd sit on my finger and unfurl that tongue. Do you know what a butterfly's tongue looks like? It's all rolled up. And she'd unfurl that long tongue and she'd wrap it around my finger and suck all of the sugar water off of my finger. And I'd drip a little bit more on there while she was drinking to make sure she got enough. And a couple of times a day, I would do that to feed her. And on the fifth day, she ate, flew off my finger, flew up into the plant, made a few weird little flutters, and tipped over and died. I think she was just done. It was definitely during a transformatory period for me. I was in the process of closing my daycare and moving on. I closed my daycare in January of the following year. It was just a couple months later, but I was already talking about it, thinking about it, trying to make it happen. I just wasn't quite there yet, which was a huge transition for me because I'd been doing daycare for 10 years and I was transitioning away from that. And part of that was to give more time to our business, to Healing Hands, so that I could make a better go at the career I wanted, which is what I'm doing now. So anyway, that to me has always been a huge testament of butterflies in my sphere. But to say that you've hand-fed a butterfly, pretty freaking cool. Representations of the soul. In various spiritual traditions, butterflies are seen as symbols of the soul. The Greek word for butterfly, psyche, also means soul. This connection underscores the belief that butterflies are representations of the soul's journey. Makes sense? Highlighting themes of immortality and the eternal nature of the spirit. The butterfly's emergence from the chrysalis can be seen as a metaphor for the soul's liberation and transcendence. And then, of course, personal reflection and intuition. Butterflies certainly give you a chance to take a look at the transformation that you are on. And I love the idea of allowing the presence of butterflies in your life to help to prompt you to trust your intuition and trust your inner guidance. I love it. And I did provide a link. I couldn't find a current webcam of butterflies, but this is the Butterfly House live cam from Zoo Victoria. It's actually from a few years ago, but it is awesome. So watch that when you get a minute. I mean, it's 3 hours long, so probably don't watch it all, but you can at least turn it on and witness it. But it's cool. It's really cool. So thank you to Zoo Victoria for being awesome. Okay, Kelly brings us a conversation this week in her Refeminist History about women who have contributed to the U.S. national parks. It is such a good article. I loved it. One of the things she shared was Sacagawea, which I loved because I have been to this place where the Sacagawea statue is, and the stories about Sacagawea are incredible. Sacagawea was certainly exploited and was certainly taken off of her path to lead Lewis and Clark on theirs. But what she did do is really remarkable. So at any rate, I love that she included Sacagawea. And then also in her article, she talked about John Muir's daughter, Wanda Muir, Wanda Muir Hannah, who inspired by his legacy, continued advocating for the preservation of California's wilderness areas, which is amazing. And also Fran P. Mainella, she was the first woman to serve as director of the National Park Service clear back in 2001. That's right. We've had national parks for about 100 years, and we finally, you know, about 100 years later, had a woman at the helm. I'm sure she did very well. So at any rate, read her article. And then, of course, in Kelly's article at the very top, there is a spot in pink that says, listen to the podcast, and you can listen to her and Lisa talk about these stories and more. So anyway, very good stuff. I love the work she's doing right now. It's awesome. Not just right now. I love the work she's doing all the time, but I'm really loving this series. Okay, here's our summer solstice spread. We're going to come back to it. Christy brings us a good energy boost. You might feel like you need it. This is a roller coaster week. We're up, we're down, we're all around. I don't know how you guys are. Yesterday, I had so much energy. I had like 15 things on my list, and they weren't little things. And I did practically everything. And this morning, I got up, and I made coffee, and I fed everybody and fed the crows. And I did the Daily Dish, and I published Luminous, and I took a few calls, and then I slept for 2 hours before the show. Very weird for me, but maybe I just did too much yesterday. I don't know. But Sherry says she's down. Yeah. So, well, anyway, do the energy boost, Sherry. Maybe it'll give you something to prop you up a little bit. I clearly need it. Of course, there's all kinds of crime over at True Crime Squad. You can come find that if you want. Anita and the Masters. Anita brings us Apollo, the sun god, in honor of the summer solstice oncoming. Apollo prophesied at the Oracle in Delphi. And, of course, is known as the god of the sun. Jamie brings us a great peek into Cancerian energy. She should know she is a Cancer sister to me and has a lot of good stuff to say. Of course, lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. And that's it. That is Luminous for the week. So I hope that you found some things in there that brought you some assistance in some way. That's always the goal. Okay, I'm going to pull up. I mean, maybe I am. You know, I had a whole bunch of, I finally got all my cards posted, my greeting cards with the little glass charms on them, and my hearts posted over at on Etsy. And I completely sold out of hearts and cards within a couple of days. So that's kind of fun. So I've got a lot of things to make. But yeah, I was going to share the link with you guys today so that you could take a peek if you wanted anything. And well, they're gone. But there are a couple of new things. So I'm going to share a link with you anyway. Well, if I can remember how to use this thing, here we go. Okay, so there's a link to my Etsy store, and I'm going to share the screen too, because I wanted to show you a couple of things. Okay. All right. I just wanted to show you that I have two new t-shirts. One is the Team Bear. So it's a lot like the Team Bear hoodie that I have, but a lot of people asked for it in this capacity so that you could, like you Floridians and stuff, could wear it and not, you know, die of heat. So you can check that out over there. And then also, our light bulb tee. This is our very best-selling hoodie. And again, people have asked for it in t-shirt form because they live in hot places. So I wanted to share that as well with you. So I do have those up now. I also just am putting up, they're not up yet, but hopefully today, I have a whole bunch of new pullovers. So we're going to add to all of our hoodies. They're also going to have a pullover option now, like a crew neck option, because not everybody likes a hoodie. And I get it. I actually don't like a hoodie. I like a pullover much better. So a crew neck. But I especially wanted to share my spinners with you because I've been doing these for a while and I just think they're super fun. So let me get to the right screen to share that with you. Okay, so I do have my spinners and I've restocked all of them. So if you wanted one and I didn't have them, I think, yeah, they're all there now. I really went heavy on folk art themes this year. So I have a couple of different crows and a couple of different dragonflies and a couple different butterflies. This dragonfly is my favorite. It's really cute. But look at this hummingbird. Is she not special? This raven, love, with that blue eye. Love, love, love. So there you go. So if you're interested in a spinner, they're all posted now. So there you go. And there'll be more glass up here in the next, well, this week. I don't know. I can't make any promises because, well, you know, life. But I am ready. I should be ready to put glass in the kiln later today. But at any rate, wanted to share that so that you guys can pick those up if it's something you were waiting for. Right? Isn't the crow spinner? They're so cute. And they spin so cute in the wind. I love them. All righty. Well, if we're going to read some cards, we better read some cards because I know how quick this goes. So, in the chat room, both chat rooms, I'm putting up the graphic for the summer solstice reading. So, you'll have that. Okay. Let's see. Bruno, it is time, my love. I'm going to go ahead. Oh, and put him down. Luckily, there's a bed at my feet with two other chihuahuas already in it. Ready for cuddling, so I think he'll be fine. So here's the spread. Yeah, it spins actually really good in Hey Pamela, it spins really good in Big Wind. Okay, here's the spread. So it's a four card spread. So the first card, how can I focus on my goals? And keep in mind, this is for the summer solstice. So there's 3 months between the summer solstice and the fall equinox. This is the period that we're looking at. The second card, what needs more of my light? The third card, what should I shed this year? And the fourth, what magic should I be making? So I'm going to do a reading for all of us, a collective. I'm going to use the psychic tarot cards. I'm shuffling three times and I'm just asking my cards what we need to know about the summer solstice. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and pull my cards. For me, when I pull my cards, I really like to leave them face down. So I'm going to pull all four of them, but I'm going to leave them face down and just put them in their positions before I start reading. Otherwise, I feel like it skews the reading a little bit if you're already anticipating what the next card is. So I think it's smart to just leave it down. All right, so how can I focus on my goals? What needs more of my light? What should I shed? And what magic should I be making? Okay, so I have all four of my cards pulled now. They are face down in front of me here on my desk. So now we're going to focus on position number one, which is how can I focus my time on my goals? So the card itself is the foundation and achievements. So what, and this card is, maybe I'll put myself back on the screen here for just a minute. So the card is Foundation and Achievements. And this card is a house. It's a family. It has a rainbow over the top of it. And this card always speaks to me of a few things. So how can I focus my time on my goals? I would say the easy option here, the low-hanging fruit probably, is by staying home, looking at that home. I would say also that the indication on this card could indicate by working with others, potentially family, roommates, friends. Sometimes they're the ones that take you off your goals, you know, when they need more of your time, they need more of your energy, or they're constantly encouraging you to do things that spend your money and your time on things that don't fit into your goals framework. So I think it kind of goes both ways here, that you may be able to, depending on your situation, and maybe both, be able to look at it like, what are my goals? I need to share those with the people that are close to me, so long as they are not the crushers of the goals, because we all know those people, and don't share your shit with them. They'll just smash you, right? But in general, sharing people, your goals with people that do care about you and support you, and also drawing boundaries with those same people when they try to pull you off of those goals, right? It's a double-edged sword, but I think a lot of us find ourselves on both sides of it. So that's important, I think, for all of us to note. And some of it, I think, is by staying home. At least for me, I can have 1,000 things to do and still be the first guy that wants to go take a drive, go get a drink, go, you know, do something totally different than what I need to do. Even when it is goal-related, stuff I want to do. ADD, shining through. Okay. All right, let's go to the second position. What needs more of my light? Ooh, okay. The card is Deception and Envy. So what needs more of our light? Probably the naysayers. Probably the people in our life that you might feel like deserve it the least. Does this mean to always have to fall on your own sword? Definitely not. Does this mean that you have to constantly be the person who is the bigger person or the person who constantly says sorry? Definitely it isn't. However, it's a good reminder to all of us that in your life, people who are more challenging may be the ones that need something from you the most. When I worked in early childhood, one of the sayings that we had that was said frequently is the child that you want to connect with the least is the child that needs you the most. And I had staff that had a really hard time understanding that. I remember where I live, and I directed a center that was right on campus of Brigham Young University, Idaho. And we had some staff members there that were young girls, early 20s, you know, that had been raised a very certain and specific way and had a really hard time with people who were different than them. And I'll never forget the teacher in the baby room who asked me if she could change the clothes of one of the babies when he came in every day. Not because he was dirty, because he smelled like cigarette smoke. Now, for health and safety of that baby and the other babies in the center, I could get my head around that. But it wasn't about that. It was about the judgment she had on his mom. She said a lot of very unflattering things about his single mom, who clearly smoked, and that she just couldn't stand that. And she'd give him a bath every day too, if she could, because she didn't want to smell that. And it was obvious that it wasn't about the cigarette smoke. She didn't like this baby. He was 3 months old. She didn't like this baby, and she didn't want him in her classroom because he smelled like cigarette smoke and because he had a single mom and because he was different than her. She was 20. She was young. She was dumb. She was learning like we all are at 20. It made one of the toddler teachers so mad that she stormed into her classroom, gathered that baby up, and took him to her classroom and said, "He's in my class now. You won't have to worry about it anymore." Against my better judgment, because you don't usually mix ages, I let him stay in that room. Because I knew that Melinda was not going to be able to love him the way he deserved to be loved when he was at our center. And I knew that Gina would, because she wasn't like that. But again, we're talking about some of these young girls that came from very, very sheltered situations. And also situations that allowed them to be self-congratulatory and judge others in a way that is super uncool. I tell you this story because we all do it. Now I have barky dogs in my office. Sorry. I think somebody's going to come and take them. I don't know how I ended up with so many of them. Anyway, point being, story being, when this kind of card comes up in a spot where how can I spread more light, it is here. It is easy to like people who are like you. It is easy to like people who think like you, who look like you, who act like you, who have a typical similar walk of life. It is much harder to like people who are different. So I think this is a reminder to all of us to maybe consider reaching across many spaces and show kindness and attention and maybe forgiveness to those who are different from us. It's not always easy and it's not always called for. That really depends on what the situation is individually. I'm not asking you. I am absolutely not asking you to allow people to abuse you in any way whatsoever. Okay, card number 3. What should I shed this year? Interestingly, the card that came up is triumphant success. That tells me that what you need to shed throughout this period is any hesitation on shining, on being successful. Shed any kind of ideation on sabotaging yourself in any way. We're not going to have it. We're going to allow triumphant success. And we are going to shed the excuses, the reasons why we're not. And lastly, what magic should I be making? And the card is the solar plexus. Okay, well, this is the chakra above your belly button. It is yellow. This is how you shine your light. So what magic should you be making? Yours. Magic from your solar plexus, your light, your confidence. The magic you're supposed to be making or spreading is yours. That also ought to be a call to action for you to give yourself permission to do the things that feel right for you. So there you have it, the summer solstice. Looks to me like maybe we'll have a few challenging people pop up in our spheres, but we're going to know how to deal with that, right? Right, maybe? Hey, Quelly. Yeah. Right, I love that deer image too, Sid. All right. Well, I would like to do at least one of these readings, so let's see, Lillian, I'm going to do one for you. So let's go ahead and pull the cards. I'm going to jump over in the other chat for a minute here, too. All right, so I'm shuffling for Lillian. Okay, so card number 1, card number 2, card 3, and card 4. All righty. So card number 1, how can I focus my time on my goals? Well, interestingly, the card itself is movement, choices, and decisions. And I know that you have had plenty of those and some shifts kind of going on in your family and decisions whether to move or to stay and still feeling somewhat uncomfortable in your skin and needing something to look forward to. And I know you have a trip coming maybe, but this tells me how can you focus more time on your goals? That is all in your choices and decisions. And I think that part of that is setting some goals, maybe some shorter term goals, and also just giving yourself an opportunity to put down things that are have become time wasters, whatever they are. The other thing that comes up for me is you can always use more social time. And so seeking out more of that as well, or more community time in some way that's super non-committal. Okay, what needs more of my light? The card is the fulfillment of wishes. So what needs more of your light? You. You do. I think the last few years have culminated in you feeling a little cynical. And I understand it. You have had a lot of loss in your life. And you are in a position right now where the sky's the limit, kind of, you know. You can do what you want within reason, but what do you want? So I think what needs more of your light is really you setting some short-term goals for this year and some long-term goals for the next 3 years to give you plenty to research, plenty to think about, plenty to look up, plenty to read about, plenty of places to put your energy. What should I shed this year? The card is spiritual strength, which tells me that what you should shed is any doubt in your own power. You had this incredible, powerful mother and this incredible, powerful sister. And I think that it would behoove you a lot to remember that you are every bit as powerful as those two are. And shedding your doubts, I think. There's also a layer here for me of self-forgiveness, of letting go of some past missteps in relationships and just allowing yourself to move forward and give yourself credit for being the sage that you are. I use the term sage. I use the term crone. Some people think that's, I don't like that. I love both of those terms. But I think, Lillian, sometimes you forget that you are a sage. You are a crone and you have plenty of wisdom to pass along. Do that. All right. What magic should I be making? Goes right along with what I already said, but here's the authority card. This is you. It's not him, whoever this is. Put your face on this guy. It's you. You're the authority. And again, I think pushing that authority, beefing it up a little bit, giving yourself credit for being a wise one, it's really powerful right now. And I also would push you one more step, and that's a way to find a way to share your wisdom more, whether that's in volunteering or it's blogging or it's just using social media in any way or it's just with your own friends and family. But you have a lot of life experience. You have a lot to offer. Give yourself permission to be that authority. I think people around you would benefit from it greatly. Okay. All righty. Let's see. I wanted to grab Maureen's question from the other chat. Thank you so much, Jane. And thank you. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Maureen said, hesitation. I got a job offer, which means moving. I'm feeling overwhelmed. Oof. Okay. You are so welcome, darling. So welcome. Maureen. I know you're feeling overwhelmed, but it feels like a good thing. I know it's really going to move your cheese for a while, really shake up your life for a while. I actually feel like in 6 months' time, you're going to find yourself really settled and really grateful for the opportunity. I think it's a good thing. Yeah, I'm on team move and take the job. Okay, Maureen said she wanted me to look at whiskey. Whiskey is one of her chocolate labs. She said she seems to be doing better, but still dealing with GI issues. I'm thinking too many meds, gabapentin, muscle relaxer, metrazolone, side effects. Yeah, upset tummy. She called the vet to see if they could decrease. She'll see the ortho vet in 3 weeks as he feels it could be LVDD and just needs rest. Yeah, I think so. Every time I turn around, the vet wants to give her more meds. Just see if you can assist, please. Absolutely. I would keep her on a super bland diet. Super, super bland diet. Make sure I would absolutely not be doing any kind of table scraps. But rice, pumpkin, and chicken are typically things that we give dogs when they are having stomach upset. I would absolutely, and also yogurt. I'd be giving her some yogurt. Make sure that it doesn't need to have sweeteners in it. And it definitely doesn't, make sure it doesn't have any kind of like artificial sweeteners in it. But some yogurt would help to boost up that stomach flora too. I totally agree. It's the meds. And yet I'm really glad that they are hoping this is something that's going to repair itself, because we sure don't want surgery. But that's what I would do. I would start her on a diet with just cooked brown rice, chicken, and of course, ask your vet. Don't take it from me. But I would, and pumpkin. And then, of course, a little yogurt every day, too, to see if we can help her get that flora built back up, because those meds are just stripping her of it. But I'm going to hold space that we see her continue to heal and that you absolutely don't have to do surgery. I think you're really on the right track for that. So that's the amazing news. But poor girl, that's no fun for anybody. Yeah. Okay, jumping back into the other chat really quick. Oh, Marina said, I'm almost there. I will. I added the title to my resume, time to look for an apartment and get a car. Well, look at you. Congratulations. Good for you. This is good. Oh, gosh. Well, we've done what we do. We've talked down to the end of the show. So don't forget, next week is my birthday giveaway show. So you for sure want to be here for that. Otherwise, have a great week. Have a happy summer solstice. Do something. Go outside and sit in the grass for a while if that's all you're going to do. But maybe you go and go to a drumming circle or a fire or clean up your local walking trail or park or something. Do something kind for the earth that day and do something kind for you. Love it. All righty. That's the time we have. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget, I'm a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. That's number 12listen.com. You can find me over there every day doing what I do. And I would love to talk to you and help you in any way that I can. This has been the Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.